A few months ago, I went to have dinner at the home of a young married couple who I've known for some years before they got married, and I celebrated their wedding, and now they have had their first child. So I went over and got to meet the little girl, little newborn girl born in April. And as we were preparing for dinner, I asked if I could hold the baby. And I don't get a whole lot of chances to hold babies anymore because all of my nephews and nieces are either they're already had their children or they're not yet married. So it was a nice opportunity to hold a little baby. And I marvel whenever I do this at how little babies are when you hold them in your hands. How vulnerable they are. How dependent they are. And how much responsibility is there in your hands as you're holding this baby, thinking at the same time, this is just so beautiful, and I hope I don't drop her. There's also warmth there because they generate body heat, and so I'm sure we generate body heat, and they do, so they probably feel very comfortable, and they probably like it to be held. We know that about babies. So it's wonderful when we encounter newborn life. Imagine the experience of the shepherds going to Bethlehem, as we hear in the gospel reading tonight, to behold the newborn king. They had been told by the angels that a new king is born in the city of David, and that this new king, go see him. They go there, and this new king is just a little baby, just a little infant. The wonders of all the universe, they're born so vulnerable and tiny. And God chose to do that. Our Lord chose to be born into our world, to be dependent and vulnerable, to have to rely on people to provide for him and protect him, to raise him and to teach him and to nurture him, all these things. He chose to enter our world and our life, our imperfect world, to suffer and to save us. This is the wonder of Christmas and the assurance of God's love in our life and in the world, that God would choose to come all this distance to save us, to show that we are loved, we are precious in his sight. And just like we behold new life and a little baby holding in our hands, so we too are precious in God's sight, every one of us, unique and special and valuable beyond any price, so much so that he would send his son, that we could be saved, that we could be united with him one day in heaven. Earlier this evening, Pope Francis gave his Christmas homily, and I always like to go online before 10 o'clock Mass tonight and see just what he came up with for his homily, and since he's 8 hours ahead, I get the benefit of seeing what he's talked about. And he told this little story. You may have heard it. It was a kind of a similar to the little drummer boy. And the Pope, so Pope Francis tonight at his homily at Christmas Eve Mass said, there was the shepherds came to Bethlehem, and there was one shepherd who had nothing to bring to Bethlehem. He was extremely poor. As the other shepherds were competing to offer their gifts to the Holy Family, this poor shepherd stood apart and embarrassed. At a certain point, Joseph and Mary found it hard to receive all the gifts, especially Mary, who had to hold the baby. So seeing that this shepherd had empty hands, she asked him to draw near, and she put the baby Jesus in his arms. Receiving Jesus, the shepherd became aware of having received what he did not deserve, of holding in his arms the greatest gift of all time. He looked at his hands, those hands that always seemed to be empty. They had become the cradle of God. That shepherd, feeling loved and overcoming his embarrassment, began to show Jesus to the others, for he could not keep for himself the gift of gifts. We are called at Christmas to receive the gift of Jesus and to give that gift to others, to hold the baby Jesus in our hands and to show him to other people by how we love. That's how the gift of love grows. The gift that we have received is not something we just keep, but something we continue to share and to give. It's something that we never run out of. The more we give it, the mysterious thing is, the more we grow in it, in love. We find it easy to love people who love us, who are kind to us, and who are generous to us. And that's okay to love those people. In fact, that's probably a good place to start. But I don't think that's the place for us to stop. Can we continue to love people who don't love us? Can we love people with whom we disagree? Can we be kind and generous to people that are mean and cruel and uncaring toward us? Can we be respectful of people that don't hold the same views that we hold? Can we be generous without expecting to be paid back or to get something back? This might seem like too much to ask. Shouldn't we just be focusing on, at Christmas, the gift that we get to have? Let's focus on that gift, but let's remember what our Lord said to us later in his life. To you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Give to everyone who asks of you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. We can't do that on our own. We have to be loved first by God, and then we can love others. And we have been loved by God, and we are loved by God tonight as we celebrate this beautiful feast of Christmas, the night when we remember that shepherds came to a stable in Bethlehem, and maybe just one of them came with empty hands, and Mary gave the newborn king to be held by that shepherd and to be held by us.